Eskus Rachel Bas Soraleya Yamale Hashem Komisalik Ravalatoiva. This week's parasha is Parshas Tzav, and it's also, of course, Shabbos HaGadol. But usually, Shabbos HaGadol is Parshas Tzav, especially in the Shana Peshuta. In a leap year, it's not, but in the Shana Peshuta, it's always Parshas Tzav. And the Poskim say that Tzav is always before Pesach, because in Tzav we have the laws of Hagola. The pasuk says, "Umayrak v'shutaf b'amayim, klicheres hasher yivushal b'yishover." The halachas of gil hagala, which in those days was a very common thing, they didn't have different sets of dishes like we have. They used the same dishes all year round, so they had to go through hagala and libun and all that. That's mentioned for the first time in Parashas Tzav, and therefore the pasuk can say that we read Parashas Tzav before Pesach. Obviously, there's more to it than just that. We did a pasuk of 96 psukim, a parasha of 96 psukim, Kemisper Tzav, and one pasuk happens to talk about Hagola, and that's the reason why we read this before Pesach. Obviously, there's more to it than that. In fact, the name of the parasha, Tzav, is related to Pesach, as we'll see. The first Rashi in the parasha, Rashi tells us, Ein Sav Ela Loshon Zeros Miyadu L'Doiris, that whenever the Torah uses the word Sav, the expression Sav is an expression of Zeros, Miyad. Miyad means immediately. In fact, the word immediately has the word Miyad in it. It's probably from the Loshon HaKodesh word Miyad. L'Doiris, that whenever the Torah uses the expression Sav, usually the Torah will say Daber, Emor. Why does the Torah use the expression Sav over here? Because it's a Loshon of Zeros. Zero is miyado ledoiros, and then Rashi quotes Reb Shimon. Amar Reb Shimon, b'yoyse tzarcham al kosev lezar is b'makom sheyesh chesar and kiss. That when there's a chesar and kiss, when there's a loss of money, then the Torah definitely uses the word tzav of an expression of zeros. What's the chesar and kiss over here? Why over here do we need an expression of tzav? And many say because we're talking about the oil, zayis teiras ha'oila, which is the burnt offering, which is totally burnt on the mizbeach. The kohanim do not benefit from it except the skins that are given to them. And therefore, perhaps there would have been a thought that if they had a choice, they'll bring other karbanas. They could be lax in bringing the burnt offerings, thinking that they don't benefit from it anyway. So the Torah therefore used the expression of tzav, zeros, that they should have this zrizus of doing this mitzvah too, even though there is no benefit. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that this really is talking about the halachas of Trumas Hadeshen, the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach. The removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach might have been considered sort of a belittling service, that many Kohanim perhaps would rather do something more lofty, like bringing sacrifices, burning incense, burning fats on the Mizbeach, sprinkling blood, rather than removing the ashes. And therefore the Torah uses the expression Sav, the Lashon of Zeruz. One should, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, a person is not supposed to sit and decide which mitzvah is more important, because all mitzvahs have one underlying theme, and that is they are all the Ratzon Hashem. But the Torah uses the expression Sav, Lashon Zrizus, by Trumas Hadeshen, to tell us that no matter what it is, you think it's insignificant, you think it's unimportant, it's not. It's just as important as any other mitzvah. Like, for example, a person might think that saying Asher Yotzar after going to the bathroom is not as great as davening Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. Who says so? In Hashem's eyes, it's all the same. A person has Kavanah when he says Asher Yotzar is like someone davening Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. It's all the Ratzon Hashem. And especially if one stops and thinks what Asher Yotzar is all about and what he's thanking Hashem for. We took it seriously. Perhaps we could have just as much kavana during the Asher Yotzer as we have in those final moments of Yom Kippur. The root of all mitzvahs, which tzav is the word tzavsuk in the Aramaic, tzavsa means to connect. In Hebrew, tzav means to command, because a mitzvah, a commandment, connects us to Hashem. All mitzvahs are really rooted in the mitzvah of matzah, as we read in the parasha of Parashas HaChodesh, Ushmartem as HaMatzoy. So Amar Rabbi Yashia says, Al Tikri Matzoy Elo es HaMitzvoy. If you look in the Sefer Torah, you see Mem Sadek Vav Tav, the non Nekudas. So you could read it as if it says mitzvahs. Now obviously we don't just take words in Psukim and just read them the way we please. If a Tana says, don't read it this way, but read it this way, it doesn't mean that the literal meaning is no longer
the truth. Hushmatim es hamatzes means that you should wash the matzes, and as Rashi says, you have to make sure it doesn't become chametz, and this is the source of eating shmura matzah, and shmura mishas tchina, mishas ktsira. Hushmatim es hamatzes, if you see the dough rising, you have to, with cold water, smear it so that it doesn't rise. Comes along Rashi with the second pshat, Amar Rabbi Yashi, don't read it matzes, read it as if it says mitzvahs. Kishem she'ein machmitzen es hamatzes, kach ein machmitzen es hamitzes. Mitzvahs, and here we have the famous Chazal, Mitzvah habol yodcha al tach mitzena, ela asei oisa miyad, do it right away. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you don't delay. As the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, al toimelech she'efne eshne, shem aloi sipon. A person shouldn't say, I'll learn later, I'll do a mitzvah tomorrow. Who says there'll be it tomorrow? If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah immediately, zrizus. This idea of zrizus, we learn from matzahs. Matzahs are made in a quick manner. They have to be made very fast, because if we delay, it'll turn into chametz. The same thing with mitzvahs. If mitzvahs are not done with a zerizus, there's something missing in the observance of the mitzvahs. A person is an oivet Hashem. A person wants to do a mitzvah and he does it with zerizus. That shows his connection to Hashem. He's truly connected. And the person is lazy. He'd rather not do it. He takes his time. He's sluggish, which means he doesn't want to do it. A person doesn't get up in the morning with zrizus is proof that he's not looking forward to that day. He's not looking forward to serve Hashem. There are times that we're not in the mood of getting up in the morning. We'd rather just turn over on the other side, go right back to sleep. But a person who's a zariz, a person who is a true oyved Hashem, and oyved is an expression of, in the present tense, not an eved, oyved Hashem, someone who's constantly serving Hashem, looks forward every day to be able to serve Hashem, and every day even be higher than the day before, Ma'ilam Ba'Kodesh. So every day is a new challenge, a new test, a new avodah, and a person therefore looks forward to waking up in the morning. If he doesn't get up with that enthusiasm, that means he's not looking forward to get up. That means he's not a true Eved Hashem. The beginning of the day is done with Zerizus, as we read in Shulchan Aruch. A person is supposed to, a person is supposed to get up in the morning like a lion. Jump out of bed right away, Nagel Vasa, right away, Avodas Hashem, immediately. And that's this idea of Zerizus. Pesach is the first Yom Tov of the year. Pesach is the Hashkamas HaBoker of all the Yomim Tovim. Pesach is when we become a nation. Pesach is when it all started. And just like when the day starts, it's supposed to start off with Zerizus. That's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem Menegdi Somet, Yizgavaka Rilamet BaBoker. The first Yom Tov, Pesach is the Yom Tov of Zerizus, the Yom Tov of Avraham Avinu. Pesach corresponds to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu represents Pesach. And Avraham Avinu, as we all know, was a Zoriz. His character was that of Zerizus. In fact, Chazal, when they describe to us the greatness of Avraham's participation in the Akedah, it's not so much that he did what Hashem told him to do. We have many stories of tzaddikim that did what Hashem told him to do, even in recent history. Tremendous acts of Mesiras Nefesh. Of course, Avraham was the first, but that wasn't the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that he did it with his Rizus. Vayashkem Avraham Ba'boker. He gets up early in the morning. He runs around when he's taking care of the guests, despite that he is in tremendous pain after the Mila, because of his unbelievable Rizus and his observance of mitzvahs. Vayashkem means that he got up early. Hashkama, getting up early, that's a sign that a person is a Zoriz. What's the root of the word Vayashkem? The root of the word Vayashkem is Shin Chaf Mem, Shechem. Literally, Shechem means to get up early, but Shechem also means shoulder. Like we say by Yisachar, Vayet Shichmoy Lizbel. His shoulders are there to carry the burden. And by him, he wants to carry the burden of Torah. Vayet Shichmoy Lizbel. Yisachar, it says, could have enjoyed his beautiful land, and he had wonderful Vayar Oretz Kino Eima. He had a sweet land. He could have been involved in farming and cultivating. Instead, Vayet Shichme, what did he utilize his shoulders for? Lizboil, to endure to the oil of Torah. Therefore, Shechem means shoulder. And it's interesting that on the first day of Pesach, we're going to be reading, first of all, the word Mishchu. Mishchu Kchulachem, which we spoke about last week. Mishchu, also the same letters, Mem Shin Chav, that a Jew has to pull himself away from this world, pull himself away from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, in order to become an Oved Hashem. And by doing that act of Mishchu, he is utilizing his shoulders in Avodah Shem, the Mem Shin Chav becomes Shechem, and he is Oved Hashem Bezrizus, which is Vayashkem Avraham Ba'boker. On the first day of Pesach, we read the Kriya of Mishchu, and in the reading of that kriya, we read how the Torah describes for us that when the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it says, "Misharoisam sururois besimloisam al shichmam," that their matzah and the morah was tied to their clothing on their shoulders. And Rashi is bothered. Why does the Torah have to tell us how they carry the matzah and the morah out of Mitzrayim? What difference does it make? They took it out of Mitzrayim. What's the reason that we have to know that it was on the shoulders? So Rashi says they had many donkeys. The donkeys were needed to carry all the gold and the silver and all their possessions, but they didn't want to share the mitzvahs with the donkeys, so they didn't put the matzah and the marah on the donkeys, instead they put it on their shoulders. And what's happening over here is that Klal Yisrael, this is getting their first experience in observing mitzvahs. These are their first mitzvahs that they ever receive as a nation. Besides Achodesh Hazel Lachem, Karban Pesach, Matzah, Moro, these are the first mitzvahs ever given to the Jewish people as a nation. This is what connects us to Hashem. This is what makes us a nation. Like a bar mitzvah becomes a bar mitzvah, when he becomes a gadol, when he's able to observe mitzvahs. He's a mitzvah v'oisa now. He is now commanded. He is now connected to Hashem. He is now a gadol. Klal Yisrael reaches this level of godless. Klal Yisrael is now given the title of Goy Gadol, when they left Mitzrayim and received their first mitzvahs, sort of becoming bar mitzvah. Even before Matan Torah. Matan Torah is when they received the entire Torah, but Chodesh Nisan already, they were given their first set of mitzvahs. And the Torah describes for us in Parshas V'eschana, when it talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo yelohim k'roivim elav k'ashem elokeinu b'chol k'roinu elav, u'mi goy gadol, oy ha'nisa elokim lovo elokachas lo goy mikerev goy. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we received the title Goy Gadol. We are connected now to Hashem, who's referred to as the Gadol Hashem u'mehul al ma'od. Hashem is Gadol. Hashem is the only real Gadol. Kel ha'gadol ha'gibav ha'noir. True Godless is godliness. Godliness. Only the Eibishter is really a Gadol. And Klal Yisrael, who are connected to Hashem through the observance of mitzvahs, through tzav, received the title Goy Gadol. And therefore, the Shabbos before Pesach we call Shabbos ha'gadol. Also, because it is the Haftarah that we read this week of Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im, Ezra, who is Malachi, Chazal tell us, Hine anoichi shaleach lechem es Eliyahu hanavi lefnei bo yoyim Hashem ha-godol v'hanoira. This is the Shabbos before the Geula. This is the Shabbos before Pesach. And every year, it has the potential of being the Shabbos before the ultimate Geula. Because the ultimate Geula also, al pi Chazal, the way it seems from Sukkim and Chazal, is going to be on Pesach. V'nisan asidunli goyel. And therefore, this is the Shabbos before the Geula. This is the Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before the Yoim Hashem HaGadol V'Hanoira. It is the Shabbos in which we receive the title Goy Gadol. We become adults, sort of, Gedolim, because we are now Mitzvah V'Oisa. We are now receiving our mitzvahs. And the first mitzvah, or one of the first mitzvahs we receive, is the Matzah. The Matzah serves as the lesson of all mitzvahs. Ushmartem es ha-matzvahs, al tikri matzvahs ala mitzvahs. Doesn't mean that it doesn't mean matzvahs. It means matzvahs too. But all mitzvahs we learn from matzvahs. And just like by matzah, zrizus is a criteria. Zrizus is a precondition to the matzah that it has to be made with zrizus. Because if it's not made with zrizus, it becomes chametz. In fact, the pasuk itself tells us that Hashem also did it that way. The pasuk says, Ushmartem es ha-matzvahs, ki be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh hoitzesi es tzivoitzeichem e'eretz mitzrayim. What does that mean? We say in the Haggadah, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shechi Shabbos HaKetz. We're thanking Hashem for keeping His promise. Baruch Shomer HaFtachos El Yisrael. Every person is supposed to keep to their promise. Certainly Hashem is supposed to keep to His promise. What's the Chi Shabbos HaKetz? What Hashem did was much greater than just keeping a promise. What Hashem did was, is that He skipped over 190 years. He took us out of the Golus. Mekapetz al Hagvois, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Medalek al Haharim, He skipped over 190 years, we were supposed to be there for 400 years, and instead, Chishav is HaKetz, Ketz is Kuf Tzadik, 190, He calculated 190 years that we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim, and subtracted it from the 400 years, and therefore we were only there 210 years. In other words, Hashem took us out with a Zrizus. He took us out of Mitzrayim, because had we not left Mitzrayim at that time, as Chazal tells us, Ilu, because we would have sunken into the 50th level of Tumah. That's Chametz. Chametz is the Shar HaNun of Tumah. As we mentioned, Chametz is Gaiva, Chametz is Kfira, Chametz is Avodah Zarah. That's the Shar HaNun of Tumah. And had we stayed one more second, we would have become Chametz. So the Pasuk is telling you, Ushmartem es HaMatzah, you should observe the mitzvah of Matzah Ki, because I'm the Eibush is about himself. On this day I took you out, and really you were supposed to be there another 190 years. I took you out much earlier. I took you out much earlier, because if not, you would have fallen into chametz. You would have become mushpa from the chametz of Mitzrayim. You would have become mushpa from the Shahar Hanun of Tumah. So Hashem is the example. Hashem himself takes us out of Mitzrayim in an oifen of zrizus. We left Mitzrayim with a chipazon. It's Hashem's chipazon too. Hashem rushed us out so that we should not become chametz. The way we observe the mitzvah of matzah is that we have to do it in an oifen of zrizus in order that it not become chametz. Matzah therefore serves as the lesson how we observe all mitzvahs. Ein sav el eloshon zirus. Tzav, a mitzvah in general, which tzav is the root of mitzvah, has to be done with zrizus, miyad, immediately, with a doiros. No matter what kind of mitzvah it is, a person should have its pick and choose. This mitzvah here, trumas hadeshan, this is the kohen has to take off his regular clothing and put on much cheaper clothing. As Chazal tells us, because he's taking out the ashes and the begodim will get dirty. It's sort of a belittling thing. You would think the janitor would be doing this. This is not something that the kohen who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, of whom the Gemara tells us, Kohanim Zrizim Heim, that they are Zrizim. And they are told to have an extra Zrizis for Trumas Hadashim. And the idea is, because when it comes to observing the mitzvahs of Hashem, we don't pick and choose. Any mitzvah it comes into your hands to do, whatever the mitzvah is, you do it immediately, with Zrizis. Like the way the matzah is baked. In fact, the halach is to eat the matzah quick, because you're supposed to eat the kezaisim and b'kdei achilas pras, the way it's supposed to be done, also in an oifen of mehiris, an oifen of zrizus. The pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvah yisecha emuna. David HaMelech says that every mitzvah is a pathway to emuna. Matzah is the mitzvah of emuna. Matzah is the meichel of emuna. Matzah is the zayar, as the zayar says, mechla de mehe menusa. It is the food of faith. When we eat matzah, we develop emuna. The matzah has this effect on us, whether we realize it or not. The eating of the matzah permeates, enters into the body, into every part of the body, and a Jew is infused with emunah. And being that all mitzvahs are rooted in matzah, all mitzvahs have the power of bringing us to the emunah, because matzah is the meichel of emunah. In every way, every mitzvah is connected to matzah, whether it be the concept of zrizus, whether it be emunah, whether it be the fact that matzah was the mitzvah that connected us to Hashem, the matzah is the opposite of the chametz. The chametz is the Shahar Hanun of Tumah. The matzah is the Shahar Hanun of Kedusha. What does the Haggadah tell us? Matzah zusha anu oichlam al shum ma, al shum shalai hispik b'tsekas shalav v'seinu lehachmetz, ad she niglu aleihem melech malchi amlocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu ga'olam. An interesting lesson. The Baal HaGadah doesn't say, ad she niglu Hashem Hu ga'olam. Melech malchi amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very a long title. When you talk, Hashem, Ugalam. At that moment, we experience the fact that Hashem is the Melech, Malche, Hamelochim, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. And it was Nigla Aleihem. Suddenly, they didn't deserve it. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. And Hashem brought us to the highest levels. That's why we say Kadosh before Urchatz, as we know, the Sfarim tell us. Normally, a person has to cleanse himself first. Then he reaches levels of Kedusha. Here, it's Kadosh right away. Kedusha immediately. We are brought to the highest levels of Kedusha, and that is also connected to the concept of mitzvahs. Without mitzvahs, it's not possible for a person to be a Kadosh. We say it every day. We say it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kadoshenu b'mitzvah. It's only through your mitzvah that we become holy. The neshama is originally only tohor. Elokai neshama asher nasata bi tohoirohi. It is pure, but it's not holy yet. Holiness is only through mitzvahs and in a body. When the neshama is in the body and it observes mitzvahs, it becomes holy. That's the kedusha that we receive through mitzvahs, which the first few mitzvahs that we received on our way out of Mitzrayim, when we experience this level of kedusha, we're becoming a goy kadosh, is the matzah. And every mitzvah, therefore, that is rooted to matzah, every mitzvah brings us to that level of kedusha. So on Pesach, the first siman of the Haggadah is kadosh. Then Urchatz. And that's why there's karpas. Karpas, which we dip the vegetable in the salt water, and then we wash our hands before, something we don't do all year round. If you have dips with the vegetables that you put in liquid or fruits in liquid, we do not wash our hands before, even though really, according to the Gemara, you're supposed to. In the time of the Mishnah, they did because of that, the tahara. because the food becomes mukshal lekavul tuma. So really, we should do it all year round. But halach is you're not supposed to do it all year round, because if you do it all year round, you're considered to be megase haruach. It's mechzi ki yuhara. Something which all year round is mechzi ki yuhara. I mean, it looks like gaiva. We're not worried about that Pesach by night. Pesach by night, everyone is like a kohen gadol. Pesach by night, everyone is eating al taras hakodesh. And just like the kohanim had to be very careful when they ate anything that was moisturized, that became wet, they had to wash their hands because of truma, because of kachrim. We're on that level Pesach by night. But in order that it shouldn't get to our heads, the next siman is yachatz. Yachatz means you got to break yourself. You got to become a lev nishba v'nitka. That's the small mem over here in the moikta. Hi ha'oila al moikta al hamizbeach. When a person is going very, very high, zois toiras ha'oila, there's a type that the svarim say. This is the toira of a person who's oila, a person who's going higher and higher in avodas Hashem. He's ma'ilim ba'kodesh. Hi ha'oila al moikta al hamizbeach. He's ready for acts of mesiris nefesh. He's ready to jump onto the fire. There's a small mem in the word moikta. The Torah is saying, slow down. Humble yourself. Don't think you're on the highest level. There's no such thing as the highest level. There's always room to go even higher. When a person reaches very high levels, he has to humble himself. There's always the fear that it'll get to his head, that it'll become a gas ruach, it'll become a balgaiva. So even though the kadesh is before the urchatz and this karpas, and we're on such a high level, Pesach by night, yachatz. Break yourself. Break the matzah. The matzah, in fact, is the food of anivas. The matzah is the siman of humility, because the matzah is flat, it's the opposite of chametz. The matzah is that a person has reached this high level of shah hanun, that he's eating matzah, which the matzah symbolizes when Hashem revealed himself to us, when he took us out of Mitzrayim, and we reached that level of chamishim, the chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, a person has to humble himself, and that's why we have the yachatz. And then magid, then he's able to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the speech experiences chayrus. As we know, in Mitzrayim, the Jews weren't able to talk. They weren't able to talk, meaning beruchnis. They weren't able to praise Hashem. They weren't able to daven. Moshe said, Ani aral sfasayim, because Moshe represents Klal Yisrael. The mouth, the speech, Chazal tells us, was in Golus. Onus al pi hadibur. If I hear it Mitzrayim, onus al pi hadibur, we say in the Haggadah. The dibur was in Golus. And one of the geulas that we experienced on leaving Mitzrayim was the geula of dibur. And that's why Pesach, the Arizal says, is Pesach, which means the mouth that talks. Pesach is the yom tov of speech. The Haggadah, we have to say it. Yigarta levincha, you can't think it, you have to say it, you have to talk it. In fact, Pesach by night, we actually experienced three redemptions. There's the redemption, the machshava, dibur, and ma'asa. Our minds were in Golus. We see this in countries where there's propaganda, where there's brainwashing. The people can't even think straight. They can't even utilize their thought process. They're afraid even to think. I mean, we know in certain places that whatever you say, you're being bugged, and certainly actions are being watched. But even their thought process, in Mitzrayim especially, they were brainwashed that the way they thought, that they weren't, that even their thought was not in their own control. But when they left Mitzrayim, they experienced a three-pronged geula. Geula of machshava, geula of dibur, and geula b'maisa b'poyel. That's why by the Haggadah you have all three. Yeah, but when you go through the Haggadah, you have, of course, mitzvahs that you have to do with action. You have to eat matzah, eat morah, bring the carbon Pesach, and then there are the mitzvahs, the Tolian speech, the Haggadah, Pesach, and then of course there's the machshava, there's the kavanas ha-mitzvahs. The Sforum say that when you eat the matzah, you have to have in mind why you're eating the matzah, why you're eating the morah, because if not, you're not yotzei. Geula is equal to 45. If you take the word geula and you multiply it by 3, you get the word matzah. Because matzah, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is a three-pronged geula. It's a geula from the machshava, dibur, u'maisa. So matzah is equal to geula 3 times. Ein tzad al loshen zirus miyad al adoyrus. Therefore, the parasha that we read right before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos that we become the Goy Gadol, the Shabbos that we become connected to Hashem through Shmiras HaMitzvahs, which begins with Tzav, which is a Lashon of Zeros, and Rashi says it over here, not in Pashas Tetzava. It's interesting, in Pashas Tetzava also starts off Yata Tetzava as B'nai Yisrael, and there Rashi does not quote this Chazal of Ein Tzav El Lashon Zeros Miyad El Adoyres. This Rizus is Dafka, this Pasha. This is the Shabbos before Pesach, the Shabbos that takes us into the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Zrizus. And therefore in this Pasha also we read Matzah is te'ochel b'mokoyim kodosh. Matzah is to be eaten b'mokoyim kodosh. In Yerushalayim they ate matzah. All the menachas, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, were matzah. Lo se'ofeh chomeitz chelkom nasati oisim ha'ishoi. None of the menachas, none of the flour offerings were allowed to be made out of chomeitz. The matzah had to be eaten in a mokum of kedusha, whether it be Yerushalayim, whether it be the Beis HaMikdash. Even though everyone ate the matzahs, this was not considered a korban. The matzahs we're talking now that we eat Pesach by night, which is for everyone. The matzahs infuse kedusha into all of us, as every mitzvah does. And therefore every mitzvah brings us to this level of kadeshenu b'mitzvah yisrecha, which we start to say that with kadesh. We experience this high level of kedusha, and in such a way that the kedusha comes before tahara, kadesh before urchatz, dafka Pesach by night, because as Chazal tells us, Pesach is called Pesach, which means to skip over. Hashem skipped over all the madrigas. Normally, we go the hadraga, we go slow, step by step, which is what we do in Sfira Sa'ima. We count the 49 days slowly until we reach the Shan Hanun, until we reach the 50th day, which is Shavuos. Pesach by night, it says, Hashem, Posach Hashem. Hashem skipped over all the levels. He took us from the 49th level of Tumah to the 50th level of Kedush. That means he skipped over 98 levels, 49 of Tumah, 49 of Kedusha, until he brought us to the Shan Hanun, which is the V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael, Al Tikri Chamushim El Chamishim. This is where we're all holding now. Right now, as we're less than a week away from Pesach, we're less than a week away from the Geula, we're less than a week away from the Yom Tov of Zrizus. It's a very big week. It's a week that we could connect ourselves to Hashem. Tzav means to connect. Tzavsa V'chibur. It is a week now that we should recommit ourselves to all the mitzvahs of Hashem, that we're going to keep to every mitzvah, whether we like it or not, and not sit and try to decide which mitzvahs are important, which are not. But every mitzvah has the underlying theme of being the Ratzon Hashem. Every mitzvah brings us to Emunah. Every mitzvah brings us to Kedusha. And Pesach is the first Yom Tov, just like Avraham Avinu was the first of the Avos, the Rosh L'Ma'aminim. All of us are called Ma'aminim, B'nei Ma'aminim, because we come from Avraham Avinu, who his whole life was a life of Pesach. He was Moisa Nefesh for the Emunah. He was Mikdal HaMizbeach. Pesach is the Yom Tov of the birth of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. We know that Yitzchak is the rival of Yishmael. When Yitzchak is born, that's when Yishmael dies. And the birth, the rise of Yitzchak is the down of Yishmael. Yishmael had 12 children. The last of his children was Vokedema. Chadad Yitur Nafesh Vokedema. Vokedema was the last. Probably that's who we're suffering from today, from the last of the children of Yishmael. Vokedema, which is interestingly the same letters as Moikta. Moikta al HaMizbeach. Moikta is the Isis Vokedema. That through the avodah of true Mesiris Nefesh, they believe that what they're doing is Mesiris Nefesh, but through the true avodah of Mesiris Nefesh, with the small mem, Mesiris Nefesh, mitoy chachno'a v'anova, not to gratify ourselves the way they do it, and thinking that they're going to receive just tremendous reward that they're interested in because of what they're doing. But our Mesiris Nefesh and our chachno'a v'anova, moikta al hamizbeach, is going to bring us to the downfall of Yishmael. We all hope that we'll be zeicha this Pesach to the ultimate geula, benisa nigalu, benisa nasin ligoyel, and we should go from this Shabbos Hagadol to the Yom Hashem Hagadol v'hanoyer, and to be able to be makav the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, benoychal shuam min azvachim min apsachim.